Stars on the roof, they're matching with the truth.
Damn, my hippie going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Come with the Tony Momo for clowns and all the balls. Oh, my hippie going psycho. Lil' mama bad like Michael. Can't really trust nobody with all this jewelry on you. My roof look like a no-show. Got diamonds by the bolo. Don't act like you my friend.
The Manny, Roy, and Lauren Morning Show, War of the Roses.
Audrey, you found something that causes you to think your boyfriend Sam is cheating on you. What'd you find?
Sam and I have been together for about a year, and so I went over to his place to meet him, and I got there a little bit before he got home, and I found two receipts on his kitchen counter. One was for a dinner. And then the other was for earlier on the same day is a receipt from Diamonds Direct for a bracelet, a $450 bracelet.
So, like, normally we leave businesses out of our War of the Roses, but I'm like, we do a lot of business with them. Like, yeah. I'm not surprised that he went to that jewelry store, you know? All right, well, and he didn't give you anything? Like, there's no box or something hidden? Isn't it possible that the gift is for you?
Yeah, it's just weird that he had this receipt from Diamonds Direct for jewelry and then also a receipt for dinner from the same day.
Yeah, it's a little weird, but it's going to come out sweet if this is for you.
Yeah.
We've ruined enough things on War of the Roses. Are you sure, Audrey, you want to do this?
Yeah.
Let's find out.
We'll call him up and find out. I have a cell phone, so I'll try down that one first, okay?
All right, Audrey, you know the drill. Don't say anything until we find out what he puts on that card if it's not to you, okay?
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Here we go.
Hello?
Hi, I'm looking for Sam, please.
This is he.
Hey, Sam. My name is Jane. I'm calling from Flowers for You. I am calling with some great news. One of your friends tagged you in our Instagram post, and we are doing an Instagram promotion where we're giving away a dozen of beautiful red roses and randomly selecting one of those tags, and we selected your name.
Oh, well, that's kind of cool. All right.
Do you have someone in mind that you would like to send a dozen beautiful romantic red roses to? I just need that name from you, and then I'll get the address at the very end. So who would you like to send them to?
Yeah, I think I'll, her name is Marissa.
Okay. And I also have a card here that will go with Marissa's flowers. What would you like to put on her card?
Let's see. All right, how about as crazy as this is, I'm loving every minute of it, and I hope that it never ends. Love, Sam.
Okay. And just for our market research, what is your relationship with Marissa?
It is a little complicated.
Yeah, it's complicated because Marissa's your dad's girlfriend.
What?
Who's this?
Hang on. So this is the MRL Morning Show with Kiss 95.1. You're on War of the Roses.
Oh, God.
Yeah, we catch cheaters, and clearly we caught you red-handed because your girlfriend is Audra, and you're sending these flowers to Marissa, who happens to be your dad's girlfriend, we're learning?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, Sam. This is so disgusting. This is putting so many pieces together for me.
What do you mean? You
know, like when we had dinner at your dad's house the other day, I was doing the dishes with your dad, and I couldn't find you and Marissa for like 15 minutes. And you had to sit next to her at dinner, and you offered to drive her to the airport. So weird.
Marissa is your dad's girlfriend. How old is she? Like, what's the age difference between you and her, Sam?
I mean, she's like 8 years older than me.
8 years older? That's it?
Yeah. I mean, she's a much younger girlfriend for my dad, and then it just kind of, she wanted to go for somebody a little younger. And
kind of like you,
Lauren.
Kind of like you, Lauren, and your husband Dallas. How Dallas is 9 years from you and 9 years from your mom.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
All right. Thanks for bringing that up.
I'm just saying.
But Sam, like, I mean, do you not realize that you're going to be destroying two relationships here? I can't imagine that your dad is going to be excited about this news either.
Well, I mean, to be honest with you, I think that he's actually going to be okay with it. I mean, he doesn't seem to mind that we spend a lot of time together.
Okay with it.
My dad.
Okay. Whether or not your dad's okay with it, Audra, what are you feeling right now?
Betrayed and so disgusted.
You're so disgusting.
I don't even know what's happening right now. This is insane. You're such a jerk.
So Marissa, I guess, was the one that got that gift from that gift of jewelry?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And you gave it to her that same night at the restaurant?
Yeah, we had a nice romantic dinner, and I mean, I gave her a bracelet, yeah.
You shouldn't have left those receipts on the counter, or you know what, maybe I'm lucky that you did, because now I know that you're just a huge, huge jerk.